My next guest recently received an accolade at Bloom for her magical garden. Yasmin Elkhershi from Procrastimate.com and Grania Brady from ChannonOrchard.com designed the fairy garden and received a certificate of distinction for their work. They since donated the garden to St. Teresa's Children's Ward in Portiuncula Hospital in Ballinasloe, Galway. And they join us now on the line. You're both very welcome to Global Village.
Thank you very much.
So I'm talking to a mother and daughter team here. First of all, how was that? How was working on this project together as mother and daughter? Did you kill each other? Come on, tell us the truth.
We didn't actually. This is Yasmin, the daughter, and we didn't kill each other. We got on really well during this project.
Very good, Grania. Now, can I ask you that question?
I can answer, but we had separate roles in it, so that kind of worked well.
Very good.
And yeah. So.
That's great. No, I was just joking with you. So, Yasmin, tell me, how did you get the idea to do the garden? Because I know you're a big crafty, aren't you?
Yeah, massively into crafts. I have a blog, Procrastinate, where I make crafts. And I had been making fairy doors on the garden, on the crafts, and I just loved doing them. And then I started to think about magic, actually, and what is magic, you know, as an adult. And I thought that actually being kind to other people and just doing like random acts of kindness to other people brings loads of magic into people's lives, and how we don't know what's happening in anybody else's life and how much those little things that we do for them, how much that means to them. And so that's where the garden is called the Magic of Kindness. And that's where the whole idea behind the garden came from. And it's not just being kind to other people as well, Dale, because the other person we always forget to be kind to is ourselves.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and that taking the time out to craft is like my mindfulness. You know, it's where I'm just in the moment making something. For Grania, that's gardening. And for you, what's that for you, Del?
For me, well, at the moment, because we are in the throes of making babies and all that, for me, my mindfulness is actually being in the moment and playing with my son, because children have this amazing the power to actually be in the moment. They don't care what happened yesterday. They don't care what's going to happen in 5 minutes from now. They're in the moment. So if they're playing with their fire truck, they're playing with their fire truck. And therefore, I'm playing with their fire truck, you know?
Yeah, and that's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what it is as well with the garden. And you can see it when the kids see the garden, that they are so in the moment and they're wondering, you know, they want to look inside the fairy houses and all that kind of stuff. It's amazing to watch.
And your love for, you know, craft making, like, it took you around the world. Is that right? Isn't it right?
Well, around the world, like, I've travelled around the world, and everywhere I've gone, I have brought craft stuff with me. So I've been backpacking around Asia, and I bought beads in South America and everywhere. It's that thing for me, like I say, I need to craft. Like, I actually can't go travelling without.
So your backpack progressively got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier. I'm not a minimalist, Dale.
Very good. And Grania, so you gardening is the thing that you do to keep you in the moment.
Yes, I love gardening. I've been I was a landscape gardener way back in a past life, and I teach horticulture, and I also have an orchard. I'm a great believer in food. And in producing food, and we as Irish people producing food. And so when Yasmin asked me if I would design a garden for Bloom, I'd often thought about it, but never done anything about it.
Because it's a pretty big thing to do. I mean, Bloom, come on, when it comes to gardening, it's like the annual event that I suppose all people who are interested in horticulturalism would look up to.
Yeah, we were pretty excited about it. It took a fair amount of work, but... yes, I think the whole idea that it was the children and the fairy and the whole fairy thing kind of took off big time. It was wonderful. We really had fun doing it, and we had fun while we were there, and the place was jammed all the whole time. I dressed up as a fairy godmother, and my partner told stories about fairies who were asleep and fairies who hadn't picked up their clothes. The children just loved it. They were absolutely enthralled with it.
That's fantastic. And I believe, quite accidentally, people started throwing money into the garden.
Well, that was something else. We hadn't, there was a lot of people who had put a lot of work into it, For example, Donald made the wishing well, and PJ had made kind of the surrounds of the wood and the wishing chair and whatever. But the wishing well, and they started to throw the 20 cents into it, and children started to advise to make wishes, and kind of gradually we had the idea that the money could be donated and that it could be used to paint the walls in the hospital. And day by day, there was money going into it, and we thought, right, well, it was we weren't expecting that. It's just something that just happened.
And Yasmin, the garden was not only a hit with children, but it was also a hit with adults.
I know, yeah, because we all like to believe in magic, don't we?
We do.
And just the fun of it. And then to watch, to have that fun and to remember what it's like to be a child and to be so in awe and so excited about things is just, I think that's what's so magical about it. And and then to watch the children, it just, you can't help but smile.
And tell me now, the garden now has been officially installed in the Port Yonkele Hospital. How did the installation go? Because it's much bigger than what it was in Bloom.
Yeah, so it's totally different than in Bloom. And then maybe Grania will be able to tell you a bit of the difference in terms of the landscaping.
When we were in Bloom, we noticed one thing, that a lot of the young children wanted to go straight into the garden. They were straight in, and you'd see parents put their hand out and catch them by the trousers and pull them back. So that gave us the idea that really it had to be an interactive garden in Port Yonkele, where they could actually be in it, that they could, you know, that they had the freedom to walk around in it, but also that they had we used much the same features in it, but we created a path going through it rather than going for the children to walk through, so they could actually be hands on. The men in Port Yonkele, there are three carpenters in Port Yonkele Hospital, and they made a magnificent chair from, I think, old beech in a sort of a leaf shape. It was beautiful, and we installed that as well in the garden.
Yeah, and Yasmin, what's the response been from the patients and the children who attend the hospital?
It's been phenomenal, actually. When we were installing the garden, there were children just waiting to get into the garden because it was still a building site. We couldn't let them in, and so they were wait. One child said to us, "When are you going to go home so we can go into the garden?" And there was children coming down three and four times, and they were just waiting for us to leave. They were just amazed by it. Yeah. And since that, we've heard that the nurses are bringing children down from the children's ward to the hospital to see it. And I even spoke with someone on the management team of the hospital today, and the staff love it, the children love it, and they're just mesmerized by the whole thing.
It's lovely, and it's just you know, the most unnatural thing, you know, seeing children being sick and ill in a hospital. It's yeah, heartbreaking, and it's just lovely that you have created something that's just going to give them that little bit of respite and make them forget for however long they're in the garden that they're actually in a hospital and they're sick, and they're just going to be,
yeah,
in the moment.
Absolutely. And it's even not just the sick children, because other children are coming in visiting the grandparents, and you know what I mean? There's a lot that, like you say, that we feel like it's unnatural for our children to have to experience those things.
And can I ask you about procrastimake.com? Because this is your life's mission to...
This is my life's mission.
Just tell the listeners a little bit about it, because I think craft making it's just become very popular in recent times.
Yeah, it really has. And I think it's because, like, you can make things quite cheaply. Things that, like, for example, for me and procrastimate, how I get my ideas is I look at really expensive shops and the most expensive things that I really want but I can't afford, and so then I start and I make things from there. And so it's everybody who makes, you know, I make videos and I show people how to make different crafts, like a chocolate bouquet, for example, for Valentine's Day. But everybody who makes it has a different take, and it's always your own special thing. It's lovely to give someone a gift of something you made or to have it in your house. It's just, like I say, I love it. So, It's and I hope other people do too.
It sounds great. I can so see myself going to procrastinate.com with my kids in the future and getting ideas of something that we can make together on a rainy day. So for people to find out more, obviously they can go to procrastinate.com, and of course they can also go to shannonorchard.com to find out more about Grania's gardening and horticultural work. So my thanks to Yasmin Elkhershi and Grania Brady. Thank you so much for joining us here on Global Village.
Thank you
very much for having us.
Thank you.
Okay.